Okay, I'm ready when you are.
What?
I'm ready when you are.
For what?
To record, to do the show.
There's a show?
Dude, yes. You know, Thursday, right?
Three blind squirrels?
Two blind squirrels.
Three's Company.
No,
Four's Andy Cry. Griffin. I watched this cool Andy Griffin show tonight while we were eating at the barbecue place.
Yeah?
And it was so funny because Aunt Bee, right, made these pickles. She makes pickles every year, and they're horrible. They call them kerosene pickles. And she's always getting them to eat them. Well, they always, like, eat them because they don't want to be mean, but they're horrible, right?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
So
I haven't seen that one.
So, well, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So Andy gets this great idea. He replaced the pickles with store-bought pickles.
I did see that one.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, and then she thinks she made the... She makes a good one.
And they eat them. They go, oh, these are so good. And he tells his little kid, this is why we're not. Well, normally, I don't like doing behind the scene, you know.
Lying.
Yeah. But we're just doing this to save Aunt Bee's feelings. I understand, Daddy. I understand. And so they do that. And then she thinks she made these great pickles. So she decides to enter them in the contest. Well, they change her pickles out, right? They take the jars and they change them out. And they take all her pickles. And Barney stands by the road. And anytime that out-of-state license plate comes by, he pulls them over and says, here's your reward for driving safely. Gives them these nasty pickles. Well, what happens is then she decides to enter the contest, the pickle-eating contest.
With her nasty pickles.
With her good, the store-bought pickles.
Oh, okay.
Because they liked them so much, and she tried them. She said, oh, these are good. I think I'll enter them in the contest. I wasn't going to make pickles anymore. Because I didn't think anybody liked them.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, no. And then they got to worrying because this other lady who always wins the pickles contest.
Yeah.
Well, her pickles were, you know, really good, too. But they were afraid that Aunt Bee is going to win on her nasty pickle. I mean, on the store-bought pickles, which wouldn't be right.
Yeah, right.
So now they got this big dilemma. Well, there's 10 jars of pickles. And they got to eat pickles. They got to eat all the pickles. If they eat all the pickles,
she won't have any.
She won't have any, and she'll have to make a new batch.
And they'll have diarrhea.
And I don't know what pickles give you, but they had it because they were like, they were like, you know, eating these pickles, eat like a jar of pickles every night.
They didn't consider just throwing them out or something.
They couldn't. She had to see them eat them. She had to see them eat them, and I forgot what his reason was, but
sure,
because that couldn't convince her to make more pickles, and then she'll realize that the pickles that she made for them was just a fluke, and that they're normally pretty bad.
Ah.
Okay, and so that would prevent them from having to eat pickles next year.
Ah, good.
So she, of course, she did all that, and she had to end up making another batch of pickles, and I left at when the judges were like. Yeah, I'm making this horrible faces. That's where I left, but it was funny. So is that the show you're talking about?
Andy Griffith?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I saw that one.
Cool.
What's that to do with anything?
You said we were going to do a show, so I just told you about
not that show. We're not doing the Andy Griffith show.
We're not?
No, we're doing
That'd be cool.
Doing the Two Blind Squirrels.
Because Barney, man, he's funny.
He was. He's a drill instructor, you know that?
He's a drill instructor now?
He's an ex-Marine.
I know that little kid does movies now.
He's an ex-Marine.
He, like, makes Toy Story movies. Toy Story movies?
What?
No, he did some movie about a cocoon. I don't remember.
Not Barney Fife. What?
No, the little kid on the show.
Oh, Ron Howard.
Yeah. I don't know. Little kid. Andy. No, Opie.
Opie. Yeah.
Opie. He's doing movies now.
Yeah. He's been doing it for a while.
But you said Barney Fife is a drill instructor now.
He's an ex-Marine. He was a drill instructor before he was Barney Fife.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't say that on the show.
No. That's just a little bit of trivia.
Oh, okay.
All right. You going to start the music or what?
There's music?
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just a name I feel.
They can hear that.
Oh, sorry.
It's better when the kid's dog runs away.
It's better
than European crowds at a soccer game.
It's better
than a worn-out messy toupee.
Yeah.
It's better than filing a car wreck insurance claim.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning. You can listen anytime at all.
Brian Bridges is just like a box of chocolates.
You never know what you're going to get.
You might get a car wreck.
Janae.
Yeah. Well, on today's show, we're going to talk about a good friend of ours, Pat Aquilon. So, tune in.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all, radio on demand, it's all right.
I am so thrown off, man.
You're thrown off?
Yeah, because we've sat here for the longest time, pretty much by ourselves, and we record on the mic, but
yeah.
But there's lots of liberty with just having your voice because you can.
You can
be talking, but you can also be making hand motions and all this other stuff like that, right?
Right.
Well, now we've introduced the camera.
The camera.
Into it
over there,
and
to my left,
and so. Just like just on the intro there, I said something because I had paused the camera. But that doesn't keep...
Because it doesn't stop the sound from recording.
No, that doesn't stop the microphone from working. So it's very confusing.
You're all...
Yeah.
Yeah. Twitter.
What?
You're all a Twitter with your new toy.
Yeah. It's fun.
I like it in the car. I don't know if I'm going to like this.
Yeah, I don't know.
This was Gracie's idea.
Well, it doesn't have the same dimension.
No, in the car, it's there, and
it's
you can
in front
see
of us
reacting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that works good.
I think we'll do
this
it.
This is an experiment. We'll see what it turns out.
Well, I think we do it for this show,
uh-huh.
And then we'll just turn it off for the rest of the night.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Because otherwise, we're going to have like 8 hours of video, and
yeah. You ain't going to mess with that. What are you going to do with all that?
I'm not post-production in that or whatever, post-editing.
And besides, you know, Buford may show up for a show, and you don't want a picture of that. Not on your new camera, you know. Dangerous.
Some things have to be left to imagination.
Yes, please.
So, you said we were going to talk about Pat.
Yes, Pat Aquilon.
Patrick.
Jester Hawk in the community, he's known better as.
Yes.
He also has a blog, firenights.net.
Yes.
And he's also a shepherd on the forum.
Mm-hmm.
And he is also our online magazine editor, been named.
Yes.
So, got all that going on.
Yeah.
And found out, just got a call. See, I guess you're listening to this show on Tuesday. I got a call early last week, Tuesday
it was. A week ago.
That he, it was around a week ago today. He was in the hospital. He was in ICU. And as of recording this show, which is on Thursday, he's still in ICU.
Now, what happened to him?
Don't know. It's hard to get. I don't know. I don't know. John is the one who's talking to his wife, Vicky, and evidently, she's very frazzled. So the information that's coming out is not always
partial information.
Not always all the stuff I want to know.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a chance to get over to the hospital yet. It's way over in Grand Prairie, which is quite a bit away from where I'm at.
Yeah.
I haven't been in a situation at work where I can get over there. And I just found out today that he can have visitors. I thought if you're in ICU, it was only family.
I thought so too, yeah.
But they posted the hours he could have visitors.
I guess, yeah, maybe so.
But I still would like to get a hold of somebody at the hospital to make sure.
Sure. It's cool.
You mean anybody can visit, or is that visiting hours for family?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, it's a long drive.
Because I thought ICU was, it's a long drive. And I'm going to have to probably take off a half a day of work to get over there, visit, and get back.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
So, anyway, but we're praying for him. I've called and left a couple of messages on his cell phone. Other people have called his cell phone and left messages. And we just ask that you guys, as listeners, that you pray for him, say a prayer for him. I mean, he's a big part of this ministry. And has been for quite some time, and so we just ask that you pray for him. All we know is that his blood pressure is really extremely high, like dangerously high. That's why he's in ICU. He had a seizure.
Mm-hmm.
He is awake and alert, but not quite himself.
Okay,
and he is very agitated, very angry, agitated.
I've heard on separate occasions, whatever occurrences, the people who go into either comas or have seizures or anything that they black out and all that stuff. When they come to, if they've gone in the hospital, it's pretty serious. When they come to, they're usually disoriented and they're usually very frustrated by not understanding what's going on, and they're hurt, and they're, you know.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, makes sense.
It said his last message from Vicky was that he knew he was in the hospital, but he was still very highly agitated, it said.
Yeah. Okay.
So John's the one talking to him, and John's trying to keep us up to date. Mm-hmm. So we're getting all this information like third party.
Sure.
And you know, hopefully I can get over there and kind of get a better idea of what's going on. But we do ask that y'all pray for him, and that we continue to.
The interesting part of this whole deal is that
lift him up.
Is that each person? You said he was a big part of the ministry, and it's like each person who shows up to the board every day, to the forum, who contributes to My Life Ministries, who you know, the relationships that are there, everything, all of that is a big part of.
A big part of the ministry.
I mean, really, because it's all those little pieces. It's the sum of the parts. I mean, it's all those little pieces that come together to make that. And when somebody's down like that, it's like, well, oh wow, okay, now what? And I thought it was interesting too that he's at a commission at the moment, but and everybody's aware of that, and everybody's praying and doing their part. But life still goes on.
Yeah,
you know, because we are geographically disconnected, you know, for the most part, and things like that. There's only so much that we can do. Right,
just pray,
and which really lends itself to having a dependence on the Lord, really having to say, okay, you know what? I can't even do anything if I wanted to do something, you know? And just having to say, you know, trusting that he's working something out. I don't know, you know, that he's going to take care of everything. There's something going on. There's some reason, because Jesterhuck was, for his work, he was slated to go. He was traveling. He was getting ready to travel, go someplace and do something or whatever.
Yeah, he was getting ready to take off to a, was it Alabama?
Yeah,
or someplace like that.
Which he said one of his posts or emails or whatever that with the money that he was, you know, some of the money from that trip, he was hoping to buy a laptop or whatever.
Well, I gave him my laptop.
Yeah, but I think he was hoping to, you know,
to take with him. I mean, yeah,
do above and beyond or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and so God's got some kind of reason why he's not going on that trip now.
I guess,
and why he's going through what he's going through.
He's got his reasons.
Yeah, but. At the moment, at the time, right now, it's like,
just help him get better, Lord.
Yeah, you don't know what that is. I mean, but it's.
But what your point is very accurate. And Luke is also hurting. He's healing, though. I mean, he's better. Mm-hmm. But he's been out, and he broke his wrist and got stabbed in the back and fell and really hurt himself pretty bad. But he's in Australia, so that.
Again,
that's way away.
Yeah,
but he couldn't hardly type because his wrist was messed up, and so
he couldn't hardly type before that.
That's true. So you know, there's that, and then there's Charlie is Michigan Charlie, another shepherd on the forum, and these are all, you know, very important. You know, everybody's important to the forum.
Yes,
every one of them. But you know, and then Charlie's having some real health issues right now, and
well, you know,
he spent a couple of nights in the hospital this week, and.
Well, think about. I always read, you know, and Jesus looked out and he saw all the need, you know, the need of the people, right? And I'm thinking, you know, and I never really understood kind of what he was talking about, you know, because, well, yeah, everybody's got something going on, but I mean, if they're all there, they're all following him, it seemed like everything would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But not necessarily, because everybody's got something going on.
Right.
You know, somebody's got some kind of illness or some kind of problem or some kind of dysfunction or some kind of, you know, feeling of inadequacy. Or I mean, all these people have these, and it's not just six of them or seven of them. It just keeps coming. It just keeps. I mean, I can just imagine Jesus being like, he's looking out, and there's just a. He's crowd surfing. There's a just people all over the place, and every one of them has some kind of need. Mm-hmm. Just an overwhelming, sort of a crushing sort of, mm-hmm. I don't know.
So in general, we all need to turn to him.
Yeah.
Depend on him.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway, yeah. And then because of these needs, because of the way the ministry is really hurt, I mean, the members of the ministry are all really hurting right now and are really in need. And there's other people who are sick as well. And we just ask that everybody who's listening mm-hmm. kind of pray for the ministry. I don't know if it's under, some people say it's under attack. I don't know if I agree with that, but definitely there are a bunch of members of the forum that are, or the community that are hurting.
Yeah.
So if we all just keep them in our prayers and really lift them up. I've gone to trying to pray every hour on the hour for my little list of prayers. And so there we are.
Okay. Very cool.
Except for when I'm sleeping. I don't set the alarm to go off.
You don't do that?
No.
Slacker.
Just the 4 hour sleep I get, I don't.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it, man. Oh. Anyway. Well, hey, yes. play a Ruth Ann clip.
Oh, thanks for reminding me. Yes, we have tons of them because we didn't get hers last week until after the show was
on. And while you do that, I'm going to pause the video.
Oh, that's right, because they can't hear it. And here we go. I got too many gadgets for myself. Too many gadgets for my own good.
I hear you, man. I've got. You should see me go to work. I don't know if I had this conversation before. Got the bag with the laptop and the thing and the.
Yeah. You need a bag to put all your bags in. Okay, if it'll play, it's ready.
Hello, Albany, to hear with a quote from Rick Warren. You are not an accident. Your birth was no mistake or mishap, and your life is no fluke of nature. Your parents may not have planned you, but God did. Long before you were conceived by your parents, you were conceived in the mind of God. He thought of you first. It is not fate, nor chance, nor luck, nor coincidence that you are breathing this very moment. You are alive because God wanted to create you, which ties into our verses for the day, Psalms 139, 3-16 in the Message. Oh, yes, you shaped me first inside and then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. I thank you, high God, you're breathtaking. Body and soul, I am marvelously made. I worship in adoration. What a creation. You know me inside and out. You know my every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit. How I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you. The days of my life were all prepared, even before I lived one day. Never buy into the lie that you are worthless. Remember the verses that I read today. The Lord loves you and made you and has a grand purpose for your life. What a wonderful miracle that is. Have a blessed day in the Lord, and now back to Los Dos Ardillas Ciego.
She fits a lot in. She fits a lot in 60 seconds.
Yeah. Wow.
Slow that. Y'all need to listen to that again. Watch your rewind, and because there's a lot in there.
Whew. Never buy into the lie that you are worthless. That is, wow, man. That's a nice sound.
Well, didn't we cover that? Didn't me and you do that? Or was that something I did with the Grow Kids group the other night? Well, we talked about...
I'm sorry. Before you go to that,
yes,
I want to say thank you, Ruth Ann, for doing those clips, doing those segments. I mean, that's you ever think about the amount of time that she puts into bringing that stuff together? I mean, she got to type all that stuff out because I couldn't just sit down cold.
You can tell she's thought about it. So she put some time into it.
So thanks for that.
Never buy into the lie
that you were worthless.
That you were worthless. I like that.
Now, Grow Kids, what?
Well, I was just going to expand on that. We looked at the verse. We looked at the verse. Love your neighbor as yourself. Did we do that on the show? Where that implies, love your neighbor as yourself implies self-love.
No.
So the two greatest commandments are: love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind.
Yes.
And love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
Well, that implies that you love yourself. Yeah, we did that with the whole Brad Depp story.
Okay, whatever. Go on.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to go over it again. The point is that that's what she's talking about here, that trap that especially.
I forgot it, so you completely.
You tuned me out during that show?
No, I didn't. I just forget.
Where you can be a serving type of person from the place of self deprivation. I'm not worthy of anything good for myself. So I will serve others, you know, whatever you want, darling. You know, and you
use it's going to be a healthy love.
It's going to be a healthy love. You serve others out of the strength of knowing that you are loved by God, that you have worth, that He gave everything for you, that He sacrificed His Son, that He died on the cross. Deity let Himself be shamed for to save you.
Yeah.
So there's, what happened?
Fleas or something. I don't know.
Flea?
I don't know.
My cat better not have fleas.
Are you a free cat?
There's no such thing as a free cat. All right. Well, that's
all. Did
it? Do we have any more time?
No, that's it. That's okay. That's a great place to exit.
I thought we were out of time.
No, we are out of time.
No, we
are out of time.
So we're not out of time?
Yes.
Well, if we're not out of time, let's do another subject.
No, we're out of time.
You just said no, we were not out of time.
Yes, we're out of time.
I'm completely confused.
Well, good.
Okay, before tomorrow, you have to straighten me out.
Okay.
Completely.
Well, lay down on the floor. I'll walk on your back.
Not that kinky, sir. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for coming by. Thanks for joining us today. Please, please send any emails, prayers for Just Rock. If you're not a member of the community, you can send them to comments at twoblindsquirrels.com. We'll make sure that they get forwarded on to the family or to him. So thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Oscar.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.